Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and an author and socius of the Chicago Province of the Dominicans. His preaching is entitled, The Time Is Now.
From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. We celebrate today, this Sunday, which is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It is also, for many, the Feast of St. Francis, which is worthwhile for us to keep in mind. The Gospel text is a story about a landlord who had tenants taking care of the vineyard. And at a certain point, he sent some of his servants to receive the reward that he was to have, the profit that he was to have, in order to receive his legitimate payment. However, when these servants went, they were seized, mistreated, one even killed, and so he then sent his only son, which is amazing how they treated him, because also when he sent his son, rather than respecting him, they killed him also. In other words, a rather violent story. What lesson does Jesus draw from that parable? Well, on first hand, it does appear as if Jesus is talking about how the prophet and then his only begotten son, God's only begotten son, was put to death. But the lesson that Jesus draws is this text we just heard. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Clearly, of course, the prophets, Jesus, they were rejected, but they are the foundation of the kingdom. But for us, it makes me pause and think, indeed, what happens if I reject, if I don't hear the word of God, if I, once hearing that word, don't attend to it and put it into practice? Jesus says, therefore I say, the kingdom of God will be taken away and given to someone or others who will produce good fruit. So we can ponder many of the struggles and challenges we face in our country at this time. The challenge, however, is, am I hearing the word of God? Am I responding to the messages that God sends? Am I hearing clearly what God wants me to hear and realizing that now is the moment of salvation, that the time is now, not to put off till tomorrow, not to wonder whether it's a call to conversion in my life, whether it's a call to be more aware of the truth that needs to be faced in our country, whether it is a question of simply standing back and giving more attentiveness to the things of God and not just to the things of this world. The message is that the moment is now, is right. The landowner sent servant. The landowner sent his son. God continues to be present to us, to lure us, to persuade us, to ask us, to invite us. What we need to hear today on this Feast of St. Francis, who certainly heard the word of God and responded, is to do likewise. Today, not tomorrow, is the moment to respond and say yes to the Lord.